Today on Piano Jazz, you'll hear Marianne McBartland's wonderfully talented guest, Ellen Rucker, with her light, sensual vocals and smooth, swinging piano style. This Colorado native broke into the jazz big leagues in the 1980s after she took up her musical career full-time. She tells how her career as a pianist evolved into also singing while accompanying herself. This program originally aired in 1993.
Great to see you, Ellen, finally.
Thank you, Marian. It's
great,
nice to be
here.
I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Well, it's nice to have you here, and I would just love to hear you play and sing, or sing,
okay,
or both. We'll do everything. We'll play and sing.
It'll be fun.
So maybe you'd like to try something.
Okay.
Just try the piano and see how
Noodle
you
around.
Feel about some Cole Porter.
Yes.
After you could supply my sky of blue, after you could I love, after you why should I take the time to try, for who else could qualify, after you who hold my hand, cease to care, for without you there, what could I do? I could search years, but who else could change my tears into laughter after you?
You've been hiding in Denver all this time. My goodness.
Well, I'm learning how to play.
Except for going to you went to the North Sea Festival a couple of years. That must have been a blast.
Yes, it was. I've had some very nice things happen to me from Denver. People have very often said you should be in California or on the East Coast. I found Denver a very, very good musical base.
It's a lovely town.
It is a lovely town, and I think if you just hang around long enough, maybe some things nice happen to you. I was very fortunate to go to the North Sea in 1986 and 87 and 88. And the biggest thrill of my life until today, this is on the same par with that, for thrills. I had never been to Europe, and I had never been in any jazz festival, let alone one of that magnitude. And
but then you also played the Cork Festival. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Oh, you've been there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, a while ago. But that's great that you're doing those things. And now you are on the East Coast, if only for a hot minute,
mm-hmm,
doing piano jazz. And we're really very happy to have you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You should be here. And actually, I would love to. I've got to ask you about how you got started, because you're originally from Des Moines, is it?
Yes.
How did you get started playing?
It's evolved, I think. I was taking piano lessons as a little girl. My mother was a church organist. I had a very musical family. My brother is 2 years older than myself. His name is Ross. And I've often said he was very much my mentor.
Is he a bass player?
He's a bassist, and he recently took up drums. And he lives in a small town in Iowa, but growing up, he played with a lot of territory bands in Iowa. And for a minute, he was with Woody Herman and people like that. And they would go to Minnesota on the road and play. And he'd bring musicians home. And I was always in the background. Actually, I baked cookies while these guys would come over and jam. And it was almost like my assignment, but it was a happy one, because I'd
keep
be in the
kitchen. Keep your plates in the kitchen.
Yeah,
don't play.
I learned that role very early on.
Don't play music.
Well, but later he said, he pulled me out of the kitchen one day. This is a true story, and he says, "It's your turn." And I knew nothing about improvisation except what he said. He says, "Now you lay a chord down in the third in your left hand, and you play a run over that. You know, he didn't know. He was, neither one of us had had any theory or anything. And it's still pretty much the case with myself, pretty much self-taught. But this is what he'd observed people like Russ Freeman and those kinds of players doing, the West Coast thing. And we had been listening to lots and lots of records. My brother was bringing home all these.
Well, that's the best way to learn, 70s. Actually.
Yes.
Who did you listen to? Who did you have on record?
Well, he was quite an aficionado of tenor players. And so we listened to a lot of Jackie McLean. Of course, we had a lot of Charlie Parker.
It's funny. Somebody said to me once, just because you're a piano player, you shouldn't always listen to piano players.
Exactly.
You get more ideas listening to tenor players or horn players.
For melodic lines.
It's true, isn't it?
Because, I think so, yeah.
Well, how about another song from you, Ellen?
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
What's this one going to be?
Well, I've always liked this ballad, But Beautiful.
And, that's a great song.
So I'll give it a try. Thank you. It's a good thing or it's bad, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful to take a chance, and if you fall, you
have a beautiful, romantic way of singing.
Thank you.
It's lovely.
Thank you very much.
What came first, singing or playing or both together?
Playing for a long, long time before I sang. I was very timid about singing, although I'd wanted to sing when I was growing up, but I never liked my voice very much. And I literally started to sing one night when a club owner said, "Sing something, you know, from the back of the room."
And oh, boy.
I was jittery and young, and I said, "Right away, sir." And I knew some lyrics, lots of lyrics, because I'm drawn to lyrics. In fact, I like to write lyrics. And I had listened a lot to Chet Baker, whom I liked very much as well. And a lot of singers I had listened to. And lyrics, sometimes they're just great, you know. And so I think I knew my first tune that I ever sang in my life. I remember it that night. I stumbled around trying to find a key, and I sang "But Not For Me" because I'd heard Chet Baker singing that, and we had that album at home. But it's very difficult to play and sing together. I find it a lot of work, and it's very rewarding, but it's very demanding too.
It's funny, I've always thought that because I don't sing, I wouldn't dare sing. I just don't want to ruin the audience I have playing. So, but I can see how you would have to play certain things behind yourself. I mean, certain chords, so you don't get in your own way,
right?
Kind of thing.
Right, but you've got to deliver a pulse, you know, a tempo, a feeling, the fills, remember the lyrics, find your key in that particular, or find the song in your particular key, and it's just a lot of things, and if it comes together, it looks like a piece of cake, and people think, well, nothing to it, you know, but there's a lot to it.
Yeah, I know there
is. As you know, there is to accompanying a singer.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I don't do that much accompanying, but when I do, I'm always sort of worrying about not playing the note that the person is going to sing,
right?
That I want to stay out of their way. And
exactly.
Sometimes it's hard, and I'm thinking, oh, God, I played that exact chord with the note that she's singing.
Oh, wonderful, yeah. It worked. I know the feeling. I've been doing a lot of accompanying this summer for singers, and I'm learning. Because I think after working with them for a while, you have to kind of find their tone center or the patterns that they have. And I think it's true of most singers. They do have those patterns. I know that I do myself, except when I'm really feeling like stretching out.
Let's just try a duet.
Okay.
We could mix up you singing, me playing, you playing, and see what comes out. All right. Now, this is a nice tune that I haven't heard in a long time, actually. This Heart of Mine, that's a really good tune to play on.
Harry Warren wrote this.
Oh,
yes.
I'm glad to know that.
Uh-huh.
I'm always guilty of not announcing who wrote it, and I'm very pleased to know it was Harry Warren.
Yeah, he wrote great
Some
songs.
Wonderful tunes.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
This heart of mine was doing very well. The world was fine, as far as I could tell. Suddenly I saw you and I dreamed of sweet amour. At dawn I woke up singing sentimental overtures. This heart of mine is gaily dancing, now I taste the wine. Sweet romancing now. Somehow this crazy world has taken on a wonderful design. As long as life endures, it's yours, this heart of mine. Thank you.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.